Misdeed by Pia Cook, read by Rick Blade.
And Mona Lisa.
And our voiceover website is rickandmona.com, as in rick-n-mona.com.
Misdeed by Pia Cook.
After a horrible accident, a young man asks forgiveness from his girlfriend while nature closes in. Fade in.
Exterior, mountainside, day. Crows circle in the sky over a forested steep hillside. Mark, 25, handsome, one of the cool guys, lies on the ground with his eyes shut, scrapes and dirt on his face. His eyes flutter open. He appears disoriented, turns his head, winces in pain, lies still. His eyes dart from side to side. In great pain, he slowly manages to lift his head a few inches. He looks down.
A mangled motorcycle lies across his grotesquely angled legs. In disbelief, his head slumps back down on the ground. He squeezes his eyes shut. He lifts his head again, looks down at his legs. Slowly and painstakingly, he props himself up on his elbows. He tries to move his busted legs. He screams out in pain.
His legs are firmly crushed under the heavy bike. He lies back down. Scared and in pain, he shuts his eyes tight to fight back tears. He grimaces, lifts his head again, looks to the left. An open backpack with wads of money spilling out lies nearby. He stares at the money. Memories come back. He slowly turns his head to the right.
His eyes open wide in horror. Anna, 19, a beautiful young woman, lies dead as can be, sprawled out on the ground, out of his reach. A thick stick with a fist-sized bloody lump on it protrudes from her lower stomach. Her glassy dead eyes stare straight into his.
Mark, panicky.
Anna! Anna!
No response. The crows settle in the trees, tilt their heads to better observe the two bodies on the ground. Mark.
Oh God, please! Anna!
He stares at the stick with the impaled bloody lump. He lies down, eyes squeezed tightly. His chest heaves. He fights back the tears.
Carefully, he glances back at Anna. One look, and he quickly turns his head back. He cries out, cries hard. The sound of a car that goes by on the road, up higher on the mountainside.
Mark stops crying. He listens. He winces in pain as he looks up towards the road. Mark.
Help! Help! Help!
The sound of the car disappears. He peeks at Anna again. Ants crawl on her pretty face. Mark.
I'm so sorry, Anna. I'm so sorry.
He struggles to reach over to brush the ants away, but he's not close enough.
Ants crawl over Anna's eyeballs. Some march into her open mouth. He reaches over to the backpack, grabs a wad of cash, tries to swipe the ants off of her, but he's too far away.
Mark.
Get off of her!
Exterior, Forest Creek, day. A creek snakes through the forest. A wolf drinks water from the bubbling creek. The wolf lifts its head. Nose in the air, it smells something. Two pups stroll up to the wolf. They mimic their mom smelling the air.
Exterior, mountainside, day. Mark reaches over to the backpack. He rummages through it, spreads the contents on the ground. Bundles of cash, cigarettes, a lighter and a wallet. He looks all around, searching for something.
A crow leaves the treetop, flutters to the ground, lands next to Anna. Another one follows. Mark spots Anna's pink cell phone. It's out of reach. He lies back down, cries out in frustration. He looks over at Anna again. Mark.
It's all my fault. I should never have dragged you into this.
He turns his head, stares up into the sky. Mark.
I didn't steal the stash. Someone else stole it from me before I could deliver it. I was going to pay it back.
The crows hop closer to Anna as more of them descend from the treetops. Mark.
I was going to quit this, you know. He looks over at her, looks at the lump on the stick.
Mark, choking up.
As soon as the baby was born.
He closes his eyes, sniffles. One of the crows hop up to Anna. Mark.
I fucked up big time. Can you ever forgive me?
He looks over at her again just as the crow stabs her eyeball with its beak. Mark, horrified.
No! He struggles to get closer to her, but he's firmly pinned under the bike. He pulls up some grass and leaves and throws it at the bird. It flutters away, but comes right back, followed by the other one. They peck away at her eyeballs. More crows join in. In desperation, Mark throws cash at them. They barely notice. Another car drives by up on the hillside road.
Mark looks up. He quickly gathers the money back into a pile. He reaches for the lighter, tries to make a fire. He blows on the pile. Smoke rises. He looks up towards the road again. Mark.
Help! Help! I'm down here!
He blows on the fire as the money goes up in smoke. The car is gone. Mark.
Fuck! What have I done? I'm such an asshole!
To Anna.
I never deserved you in the first place!
He cries out again. Mark.
You are the best thing that could ever happen to a guy. And what did I do? I fucked up. Pulled you into this shit. And for what? Money?
The birds pool on Anna's flesh. Mark yells out.
I'm such a fucking loser!
He looks at the birds, spits at them. They don't care.
Mark.
Leave her alone!
The sound of a branch that snaps in the distance. Mark looks in that direction. Mark.
Who's there?
Help! I'm over here!
A moment later, the wolf and her puppies show up. They sniff the air.
Mark's eyes widen in fear. He breathes hard. Mark whispers to himself.
Oh, God, no!
He lies down, motionless and quiet. One eye peeks at the wolves. Mama Wolf strolls up to Anna and Mark, puppies in tow.
The crows scatter while screeching loudly at the wolves. The wolf sniffs Anna and her half-eaten face. She licks it. The puppies do the same.
The wolf moves over to Mark, who tries hard not to flinch. She licks his face, sniffs his body. She opens her mouth wide. Mark screams out.
Fade to black. The cell phone rings.
Male voice on phone, OS.
Hey, Anna. You did a great job. We got the whole transaction on tape. He's busted for sure.
Fade out.